This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, what's trending on the Brett Mega Show? We put 2 minutes on the clock because we know life is busy, just trying to get kids out of school and get ready for the day. So we'll just scroll through the internet right now for you. And you'll know everything that people are talking about. I'll read a headline and it either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. CEO steals a hat from a kid at the U.S. Open.
What?
Okay, so this is going viral of the CEO who literally, as a tennis pro, tries to hand a kid like his hat off his head that he was like wearing while he played. Yeah. Kind of like a cool moment. This CEO, like this million-dollar CEO, just rips it from the kid's hand and then stuffs it in his bag and like runs away.
That is so horrific.
I saw this video. It was horrible.
It's horrible. You have to see the video for yourself. He's like a monster from this kid. Then when he saw about it, he's like, be faster. Now he's issued an apology saying, oh, it was a serious mistake. I thought the player was handing it to me and I have kids.
Oh, give me a break. Whatever.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? The pro then went and tried to meet up with the kid and give him a bunch of swag. But it's just still the seal. Just
no,
such a D. Woman didn't know she was pregnant, gives birth at Burning Man.
This is my worst nightmare. Keep moving.
Dude, this is your worst? This is your fear? Like, of all your fears, like, I just don't know.
No, probably kidnapping, house robbery, pregnant and not knowing.
And then knowing, and then all of a sudden the baby shows
and
up.
And then giving birth at Burning Man.
MTV was going to play music videos again.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Hannah was just kind of talking a lot about the VMAs. Well, they're going to do 24/7 of music videos all the way up until Sunday when the VMAs play. The lineup has over 700 different videos from 12 different categories, like best of the 80s, 90s, videos that go bump in the night, videos that make us howl, best celebrity cameos. Britney Spears is the artist with the most videos.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, 21 of them.
Oh, wow.
Beyonce 2, Madonna 3.
Michael Jackson's in there, too.
Yeah, it's
the
Eminem and Michael Jackson, top of 15, yep. All right, we're out of time because we're just playing music videos now on the rest of the show.
Literally.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Oh, boy, the drama that is about to unfold here on the Brett Maga Show. We're about to reveal, whether we like to or not, admit it, who we find as the most important person on the Brett Maga Show. We're going to play a game called Texting Hierarchy. We're going to pretend that we got a text message. And you know how like when your lock screen shows you like you got four or five text messages?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say which one we would open up first. I will throw out a scenario. And then you tell me which text message are you going to read first. Kind of saying, hey, who's more important? Who am I more curious would say to me in a text message or not? I want you guys to write down your answers as I throw out the different scenarios and whose text message you would open up first if someone from the Brett Maga Show texts you individually. So, Hannah, you get a text from myself, Kevin, and AB. Whose text message are you opening up first? Take a second to write it down and then reveal whose text message are you opening up. Hannah, go ahead.
I said Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, me?
I said Kevin, too.
I said Brett.
I said Brett, too.
I can't believe. Why, Hannah?
I said Kevin because he's the producer, and usually, like, if I'm missing a commercial or something, and it's, like, massively important, I'm missing something for the show,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin's the one who's
texting. See, I feel like Kevin's
it.
Texts are the least urgent because they're normally just memes.
Yes.
That's okay, that's a good point.
He is a big meme sender, but majority of the texts Kevin sent is like, Hannah, once again, you forgot to do this.
Kevin's, I wrote down Kevin because I did think he was most likely to text me if something went wrong. But now that AB said that, I took
it. Yeah. That's why I put down Brett is whose I would open up first because I feel like his would be the most urgent.
Yeah.
Hannah's
yeah.
just sending yeah. me like emojis.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got all these dolphins. Why do I know?
Yeah, yeah. True.
Okay. How about this one, though? Significant other or your parent? So a mom and dad, your parents text you or your significant other text you. Whose text message are you opening up first?
Am I just pretending to have a boyfriend?
Most of your life, girl.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
All right. If you had a boyfriend, AB, who would you send?
The boyfriend.
I put significant other.
For sure. Yeah. I would just be more excited to read their
significant
text.
Other.
I put SO, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for
this
one.
Oh, your mom. Ooh. Hannah's mom listens to the show. She's
she does listen every single second of the show. But I'm saying SO because my mom will send me stuff from Marketplace, send me old pictures, like, you know.
Kevin, you've been with your wife forever, so you have an excuse. You've only been with Julian for a couple of months, and he's already taking your mom's spot?
No.
Wow.
I'm not admitting that.
Wow. All right, then let's test your significant other relationship then, Hannah. And since we all said significant other, your boss or your significant other, like one of our big bosses, texts, whose are you opening up first?
What if your boss is your significant other?
Well, we know, Kevin.
HR violation. Yeah. All right, I'm saying boss, but specifically JR, the one I talk about all the time, because I always am laughing out loud when he texts me, and I can't say the same for boyfriend. Sometimes it's like planning stuff, and that's not always.
Hannah's trying
like,
to get bounty
know.
Points with the boss, but I put boss too. I know usually when my
we
wife
know
is texting.
Brett would do boss.
Yeah, me and the boss we're tight.
Yeah, I'd do the boss too.
I said significant other. Oh. I'm putting off the boss text for as long as possible. I don't want to deal with that.
Okay, how about
so you have to get the significant other first?
Unfortunately, right now I'm responding to my boss.
AB would prefer to talk to her imaginary boyfriend that she doesn't have rather than our boss. Yeah. Sorry, JR.
How about sister or brother, significant, like a sibling, or BFF, your best friend or your sisters? Hannah's sisters listens to the show. Hannah's best friend listens to the show. I saw your face. I'm going to go. I want BFF.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My brother texts a lot of like. He will group text with my dad.
You steady ignore, Bo.
Yeah.
That's
and so,
easy for you.
But like the text messages are real simple. My brother is a big sales guy, calls people on the phone. So if my brother needs to get a hold of me or if it's about something important, he'll call. He's not he won't text me a lot.
I said BFF too.
BFF?
Everybody in my family is always texting me TikToks. I am never not getting a TikTok.
All right.
So,
yeah. I said sibling, though it is, you know. you know,
thinking, which sibling? Because you have three brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Usually, if it's my older brother, because he's, you know, okay. it's like the more important of all the texts. But I would have gone best friend. The problem is, like, one of my best friends, he's hilarious because he listens to the show and he's got great response and stuff like that. Chris always gives great tips. My other friend Doug is like massively delayed. Like 4 days later, you get ha ha, that was funny.
Oh my gosh!
Come on,
you're like, I sent that meme a week ago.
Yeah,
I'm scared to give my response because both Bestie Sid and my siblings all listen to the show.
And the rivalry is real.
I ultimately said my siblings would get the first response, but the thing that really swung my opinion on that, oh my gosh, I'm scared getting notifications. The thing that swayed my opinion is I live with my brother. So it could be like something massively important about my living situation.
What about the ones you don't?
You're getting
with?
Kicked out.
Yeah. I would need to know that. Curb. And then I would text Bestie being like, can
your
I move in?
At the curb.
All right, last one real quickly on this one. Your frenemy, we all have a frenemy who you like keep close, but you don't really like, but you act in your fake like, or your best friend. You get a text message from the frenemy. By the way, I got a text message from Hannah's best friend, so I'll read that to you in a second.
I knew she'd bust on that. I'm saying Bestie.
I'm saying,
of course, I always love Bestie Sid. I will always
I would respond to my best friend first, being like, you'll never guess who just texted
right.
me. And then we would have to craft the text together.
Oh, my curiosity get the best of me. Why is my frenemy texting me? Yeah.
No, best friend, man.
Really?
I would just never reply to the frenemy.
Oh, really?
No, leave that on red.
Okay. Hannah, you're uninvited to the bachelorette party.
Oh.
Sorry.
Again?
Again?
Oh, another wedding I'm kicked out of.
This isn't the first time this has happened.
Add it up.
We're still commercial free. Guys, by the way, speaking of not being invited to the bachelorette party, Bestie Sid, Hannah might not be able to go to the bachelorette party. She's having financial problems. I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. All right, Hannah is in some financial trouble, and everyone is texting about it. Like, Hannah's boyfriend literally just texted her and said, Hannah, what do you mean you're in financial trouble? How far is your gambling gone?
No!
Because Hannah does like to go to the casino, and guys, she can no longer go to the casino because Hannah is in some financial issues. She's been sent to collections.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
Me either.
Neither did Hannah.
Okay, I was getting these texts saying like, oh, you have a medical bill. And here I am thinking it's a scam because I haven't been to the doctor in eons. So I'm like, okay, bill from who? So I wasn't paying attention to it. And then
Bill collectors were calling her and she was ignoring them.
I've been getting all these calls during the show from these random numbers and I'm blocking it like, oh, I got in a data leak. Annoying. Well, it turns out I really have a bill in collections. And so I called like my hospital or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm logging into my portal online. It's showing me I don't have a balance. I'm not the type of person who misses a bill. I don't understand what's going on. It says I have a 0% balance or whatever. What the hell? And they're like, oh, well, it's probably in collections. I'm like, who is collections? They're like, oh, well, it could be anybody. I'm like, well, okay.
Oh, wow.
Who wants to take my money? Because I don't want to have this. What is collections? Never even heard of it. So I was like, okay, who do I call? And they're like, well, we have a list. Okay, let me see the list. They like didn't want to give up the name. So I had to go down the list and call and be like, do I owe you money? Do I owe you money? And all these people are like so sketchy. And finally I found the person and it was like $20.
So you paid off your collections?
I did.
Because it could screw up your credit score. I think it's so funny that you got sent to collections.
For $20?
The funniest thing though is I told my wife this though because we've been getting hit with like, because we just had a baby. He's like 3 months old. And like, seriously, I feel like insurance is so weird. Like I get random bills and random things. And I always feel like if you want to make money and be a millionaire, you need to invent something that no one understands. I feel like no one really truly understands insurance.
Yeah.
And so it always is like, where did this bill come from? Where did this medical bill?
And why was it a secret? I'm like, what is going on?
Well, it wasn't
really
a secret.
Why is it so hard to get to?
They were calling you a lot, trying to get a hold of you.
Their name was like sketchy. It sounded like a I still don't know.
Who you gave her $20 to?
Someone might have just like gotten $20 to eat lunch with because I don't know.
Hannah's like, I gave my social security.
Yeah.
I'm like, just stop calling me during the show. I'll give you money.
Hannah just got a Venmo request from everybody. Right. Hey, this is collections. We need $20 for lunch today. You thank me later. I know, best PSA of the day. Today is not Monday, it's Tuesday. You're welcome.
Hey,
for that information.
That's a reminder to me.
It is the Brett Maga Show. Hannah's going to cover everything in the entertainment world and the Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up?
Yeah, it's safe to say Taylor Swift spent her Labor Day weekend much differently than I expected her to. I'll tell you what she was up to next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
No, I will be the first person to admit that my foot is in my mouth right now because I've always kind of said on air and, like, you know, just within us in the studio that I think that the friendship between Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, like, isn't an actual thing. I've always kind of thought it was like a, oh, you know, this is my friend's partner. You kind of have to be mutual with her. I always thought that's how it was.
People have that couple's relationship. Like, either the girls are friends and then the guys are friends because of it.
Right.
But it's usually more awkward when the guys are friends because then guys are like, well, just whatever, we'll take a friend. But girls are always more, like, guarded, right? Like,
yeah.
We're frenemies. But I do have always thought, I think they're authentically friends.
Well, I did not think they were authentic, but I stand corrected, and I'm switching my thoughts on that because Taylor Swift actually went to Brittany Mahomes' birthday party this week in Nashville, and I think it was a huge deal that Taylor did that. It was on Labor Day weekend. Taylor Swift could have been doing anything in the world.
Oh, good
point. She just got engaged, you know, to Travis Kelce. They could have been at a lake somewhere having their first little, like, cute coupley fiance moment. But instead, she chose to go to Nashville with the girlies and Brittany Mahomes to celebrate her. So that made me think, okay, they must actually be friends.
I have no idea what the NFL schedule is like, but I do know that this is the last weekend her boyfriend is available to her. Fiance is available too. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that they have a lot of responsibilities, like, right before they have a game because they play in Brazil on Friday or whatever. But they might not have, they might be like, hey, we're playing in Brazil on Friday. Take your last weekend before we have to travel. Yeah. And so this is their last weekend where he's, like, completely free before he's booked up for hopefully or maybe arguably more or less than 18 weeks, right? Like, he's busy. He's going to be a busy guy.
Right. I mean, that's crazy. So last week on the show, we predicted, like, who's going to be in Taylor's bridal party. Whoever said Brittany Mahomes might just have gotten it right.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
See who can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Maga Show. 66% of people now think this is acceptable to do in the office.
I think that 66% of people think it's okay to watch TV now while they're working. They can just, like, add a tab of Hulu and then be on their desktop doing other work.
AB, constantly watching shows while doing a radio show. Kevin?
I think it's they think it's acceptable to check their phones in a meeting.
Oh, like, yeah, it used to be, like, taboo, but now it's like, yeah, we don't care. That's something must be going down.
I'm going to say something I'm doing right now, which is take your shoes off.
Oh, wow, okay. 66% of people now think this is acceptable office behavior. No one got it correct. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, 855-444-6342. The answer is coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Let's see if you can get the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 66% of people now think it's acceptable in the office to do this.
I thought it was watch TV.
It's not that. Do you have any guesses on the text line in?
Dave texted in and said wearing pajamas to work. We also do this.
Yeah.
It is not. It is still not acceptable to do at work is wear pajamas. 66% of people now think it's acceptable to do this at the office. It is send emojis when responding to emails or text messages.
Oh, really?
Majorly guilty of this.
Hannah is so guilty of this. She just sends emojis that no one can decipher. See if you can think fast. We're going to play a game of Think Fast next on the Brett Maga Show.
Think Fast!
Let's see if our brain is working here on the Brett Maga Show. So how Think Fast works is AB writes questions, and then we just blurt out the answers as fast as we possibly can. We have to finish the sentence. Whoever gets the most amount of points in five rounds is the smartest person on the show forever.
Wow. That holds strong.
Yeah, Hannah's actually really good at this game, so she wants that to be the title that we're seeking. All right, go ahead, AB, whenever you're ready.
Okay, the first question. What is the worst thing to whisper during a hug?
I see dead people.
No.
Brett, you got that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, like when
that
you hug somebody and you start telling them you see dead people,
I
just
see dead people.
Yeah, that
that's from Not Like Us, right?
I guess it's from The Sixth Sense, but I love how you reference Not Like
Kendrick,
Us.
Kendrick, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think Hannah should get that point.
Yeah. All right, Brett has 1 point.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to dominate 5-0.
What is a song you should never sing at a funeral?
Not Like Us.
Sugar on Me.
I feel like that was Brett again.
Thank you. Yeah.
What? What did he even
he
say?
Said Not Like Us.
Not Like Us.
Hey, quick, boom.
Yeah.
Did you say something, Kev?
I was going to say happy birthday, but...
You're at this dude's funeral, you're screaming happy birthday to him? That is messed up.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
Pour Some Sugar on Me from Def Leppard. No, I thought that was a good call, too,
people
Hannah.
Get freaky at funerals, but like I was bringing up the
what
Drake rivalry.
What funerals are you going to?
Yeah, not at my funeral.
Have you ever seen Wedding Crashers? Like... Will Ferrell's character, he's hooking up with people at funerals. That people get freaky at
but
funerals.
But see, Brett's song kind of works because he's dead. He's not like us.
But you Kevin's, don't want to be like that.
Kevin singing happy birthday to him is messed up, bro. That is like next level.
They died on their birthday?
All right. Brett is up too.
Man.
Thank you. Just complete domination.
Name a celebrity you'd never
want. Kendrick Lamar.
As a babysitter.
Oh, hey, Kanye.
Drake.
Oh, no, Kevin gets it.
Kanye.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Hey, that baby oil, it's for the baby.
Kanye's a baby?
Yeah.
It was Diddy, bro.
Kevin's starting rumors about Kanye West.
Yeah, what was that?
I was like, did I miss that?
What was that, man?
I was thinking Diddy. I
still wouldn't want Kanye, but
it's all right.
Both are pretty bad.
Wow. Nobody wants Kanye either. Man. Ask Kim Kardashian about that. That's who he's married to, or was married
to.
So
I have to apologize to Kanye?
That's what this is resulting in.
First person ever.
Wow.
All right, Kev still gets the point. So we have 1 Kev, 2 to Brett.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
We ask that a lot, Hannah.
All right. What is the weirdest thing to keep in your pocket?
Zucchini.
Beef jerky.
Yeah.
Hannah
you
gets
both
it.
Went with foods.
Yeah.
Zucchini is weird, but why beef jerky? Beef jerky.
I feel like beef jerky is more acceptable than zucchini.
I feel like my sisters do keep beef jerky just in their pockets and purses. So.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
2-1-1. So this will.
Whoa.
There we go.
Okay.
Chance to tie me. That's all you guys can even do is just tie me. That's how good I am at this game.
What is the sexiest vegetable?
Zucchini.
Man!
Oh!
I'm taking my zucchini.
Oh!
For some reason, tomato came to my head, but that's not sexy at all.
No?
I mean,
zucchini will do it.
Zucchini to eat their own.
Some people are into zucchinis.
Brett is a tomato guy.
What is that supposed to mean?
You were like defending the tomato being sexy.
Again, I'd like to apologize to you, Kanye, and to all of you.
I apologize to the people who listen to this show.
Think fast!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.